It's another WNRN in studio session. I'm Jeff Sweatman, and we're thrilled to be joined by a band playing a gig tonight at a new venue in Charlottesville, The Guild at Vault, Virginia, on the Downtown Mall. We welcome back. It's been a little while, but glad to have everything back in studio with WNRN.
Hey,
how's it going?
What's up?
What do you say?
What's up, Jeff?
How y'all doing? We love calling y'all Commonwealth Music, because if you don't know, the band has a lot of Commonwealth roots. So let's have you guys, first of all, introduce who's who and who's playing what so people know your voices.
Hey, I'm Nate Brown, and I am the Commonwealth cajon player here. I'm the drummer and singer and co-writer with these amazing gentlemen here to my right. Well, it's a pleasure to be here, man, Jeff. I'm a regular listener, brother.
Thank you very much.
This is Craig Honeycutt. I'm going to be singing some lead and some acoustic guitar, and I spent much of my life here in the Commonwealth where I met these guys. I currently reside in North Carolina, which is a neighbor to the Commonwealth.
Right. And I'm Steve Van Dam. I'm hailing from Richmond, Virginia, also a NRN regular. And I'll be playing some electric guitar and a little bit of vocals.
Wow. Nice. What song did you want to do first for us today, guys?
We're going to do a song off our new record. The record's called Motion Emotion, and this is Lalo. This was the first song that we wrote for the new album.
Two, three, four. Thank you.
the trio version of everything, joining us today in studio WNRN, the show. It's an Emotion album release party tonight at the Guild at Vault Virginia on the Downtown Mall. Kind of a seated affair, mostly acoustic, right? Maybe describe the vibe of the show tonight.
It starts acoustic.
Gotcha.
And we will be talking stories, making the album, some history, because there'll be a lot of friends in the house. And it just so happens we have a big band joining us. So it's like the three you see here. We have Andy Waldeck on bass.
Nice.
We got Joe Lawler coming in to play some guest guitar. Our friend Kristen Hott coming in to sing. She sang on the record. She used to sing with us like 30 years ago. We have John Durth on trumpet and our friend Eric Musselwhite on saxophone and keys. So it's going to be intimate storytelling with a big band. So it's going to start acoustic and it's probably going to get pretty dancey.
Very nice. So has it been almost 20 years then since the last record? How did this reunion kind of come together?
Yes.
Life, it emerged. Steve and Nate had been playing a lot of music together. I'd been in Los Angeles, still playing and writing songs. And then we decided to play as Almost Everything in 2019 just to see how it felt. And we had so much fun. Somebody was like, why are you Almost Everything? And it's like, I don't know. So we got together and started playing some shows, and then we got together to write a song in 2022, and Lay Low happened in one day. Just, it emerged, and we had so much fun. We're like, let's make a record.
Very cool.
It's like that simple. And that complex, all the stories of living and having families and all the things.
Yeah, well, I always thought Everything was an apt name for y'all because there's so many different genres and musical influences y'all are trying to incorporate. So how does that work? Or how did it work from the beginnings of the band when you all are bringing in all this musicality? Was that I'm assuming it was fun, but at times did it get a little tough?
It was fun and it was messy. You know, we were all collegiate lads trying to fill the space with as many notes and as many ideas as possible. And collectively, it somehow worked. It was fun and it was wild and it was not really thought out that well. This time around, we've gone through a process of having three yeses. So if somebody comes to the table with an idea, first of all, you know, can the three of us agree that this is an Everything song? Get three yeses and move from there, and then build those parts accordingly, you know, and put the puzzle together. And it's been a really interesting process, so that, you know, we can all dig in a little more deeper and focus in on the parts so that they're a little more cohesive than, say, you know, 1990, just coming out of JMU and having, you know, experienced Fishbone for the first time, or, you know, They Might Be Giants, or the radio stuff that we were raised on, it, trying to cram it all into one song that was like 14 minutes long. so now it's a little more cohesive, and it's certainly just as fun as it was, if not more. So,
well, and how do you guys look back on the 90s? Because that, you know, that's my prime era as well. And you know, sometimes my wife and I look at each other in the car, and it's like, man, there was some crazy stuff that got like massively popular in the 90s.
Yeah,
just there were so many things going on.
It was such an amazing ecosystem. I mean, we were able to tour and play shows with this incredible variety of bands. Because of what we were doing, we could play, we opened up for like De La Soul and Tribe Called Quest, but then also Phish or the Connells or Hootie and the Blowfish or Dave Matthews or whatever. And so there was this really amazing ecosystem then that was the Mid-Atlantic in the 90s that was just lots of bands, lots of clubs. We were always, whenever we played with a band, we were always jamming with them. You know, we were bringing them up on stage, or they were bringing us up on stage. And it was just this really unique, you know, like we didn't know it because we were in it.
Yeah.
But like looking back on it and talking to people from other places, it's like that was unique. That was a really special time period in this area.
Yeah.
Well, and I want to talk to you a little more about the Virginia part of it all, but let's have you do another song. We got Everything in here with us today on WNRN. The show's tonight at the Guild on the Downtown Mall in Charlottesville. Motion Emotions, the new album. It's a release party. And which other new track you want to play next for us?
I think we're going to do Beautiful Things.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Another one off the new album?
Yeah. And for those of you walking through a dark chapter in your life, perhaps the song is for you. Beautiful things come out of dark places.
Yeah.
Stay the course. Keep the faith.
Right.
Here we go.
Hold on.
One, two, three.
get to shine. I saw you battle through the things they did to you. They tried to put the devil's footprint on your mind. And in the moments you were off and gone, when the poison tried to take you on, you were seeking thrills, but it things come out of dark places. Beautiful 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 things come out of dark places. Come out of dark places.
It's everything. We've got Nate, Craig, Steve from the band, full band tonight at the Guild on the Downtown Mall, and some Charlottesville-centric special guests. For the folks in the Valley, our listeners might know the story, but for those that don't, I mean, y'all sold a ton of records just on your own
yes.
before the labels came calling in the 90s. And so, you know, I think, first of all, that's got to be kind of inspiring to this next crop of, you know, there's so much musical talent, I feel like, across the state. In various scenes and all different genres. And was there any camaraderie or was it competition? Because like bands like you and Agents of Good Roots and Carbon Leaf came a little bit later, but obviously Dave Matthews Band were all kind of blowing up.
Yeah.
What was kind of the sentiment among, you know, the Virginia scene, as it were, back then?
The camaraderie is the thing that I miss the most about the road. It's the brothers and sisters that we met out there and the commonality, even when you didn't see people. And of course there's competition because you want to be the best, but it was very friendly. Like, you know, we were like, it's kind of like, it's the Ubuntu, right? If you do well, I do well, right? So if a band blows up in your scene, it's good for you, right? Like, we come up as a crop together. So the camaraderie is the deal. And that's what we love about what's going on right now. And it's interesting you say that, because we had a record label back in the 90s called Full Tube Records. We spent a lot of time at the beach. And we have relaunched that record label to release this album.
Very nice. All right. And I saw, was there an EP first and then a full length, or what? How do you determine in this streaming era the number of songs you put out, when you put them out? Everybody seems to kind of have a different.
That's a great question.
That's the question, right?
A metaphysical jigsaw puzzle. It's one record called Motion Emotion.
Okay.
But we released it across time. So we did it in 2 5-song EPs because they're related, but they're very different stylistically. So the first side's the motion side, second side's the emotion side. But on the, we've released it as Motion Emotion Volume 1 and Volume 2.
I'm glad I asked. There you go. That makes total sense.
Right? Yeah. It's like, how do you release something these days? You know, like,
the best part for us, I think, about this release is vinyl. Like, we get to put it on an actual record.
Yep.
And that's the first time for us, which is kind of exciting.
And Steve, we have a signed white label vinyl for y'all. So we did 100 of just white label because we didn't have the art yet. So we made a specific white label LP of vinyl.
And there's only 100 in existence.
Wow.
And so they're available tonight at the show.
Well, and I got to ask you too about kind of that Valley versus Charlottesville versus maybe Richmond kind of vibe, because we did a session recently with Ketch from Old Crow, and he was talking about, you know, they kind of came up out of JMU in Harrisonburg, and you know, he always kind of looked at Charlottesville like that, you know, the lights on the hill or whatever. They have an actual mall, you know, and that sort of thing. He was being funny about it, but. You know, I still feel like there's a little bit of that between the various towns, and there, you know, there's obviously going to be. But did you feel like the deck was stacked a little more against you, maybe because of the Harrisonburg situation? You weren't coming from, like, you know, a Richmond or a DC or something.
Man,
you know,
flat didn't care. But in the day, we were going for it, and that's it. Period.
There were different flavors, though, for sure.
Sure.
Like, different towns had different flavors. We actually, coming out of JMU, great music school. So, like, the you know, the musical talent and also the education that we got there was, like, strong. But we started playing at, like, Radford, here at Trax, and really got, like, well-received. Where it was, like, and then we would come home. I remember, like, playing a sold-out show in Radford and then coming home a week later and playing in Harrisonburg, and we made enough to, like, go to Hardee's afterwards, you know? Like, it was,
dude,
it was like, what?
Hardee's.
Yeah,
woo!
Right?
Orange and brown.
But it was but different. And then discovering Richmond, and Richmond has this really cool, like, counterculture VCU, but also capital of the South. Like, so there's, like, Richmond is a thing. And then we did really well in Virginia Beach, so that people thought we were from there. Mm-hmm. And like, Virginia Beach, you could play, like, twice a week probably, and still, like, you know, people would come out. So it was really interesting, the different flavors of these different towns and like, the different bands that came out of them and all that. But it didn't feel like a competition in that sense as much as just, like, just totally different vibes.
And if you're in a band, the deck is almost always stacked against,
right?
That's just how it works. And so you just, and we were exuberant and friendly and wild, and that seemed to, like, carry us far. We would come in and people were like, I don't know what y'all are, but we like you. We can't figure you out, so you can come back and hang out with us.
We've got everything in studio here with WNRN before their show tonight, a Motion Emotion album release at the Guild. Let's have you do one more song, and, you know, I can't help but ask, after 30-plus years of playing music all over the world, are you any closer to determining who is in possession of the hooch?
Who is in possession?
Who got it?
Possession, Sean.
You are.
Ooh.
You are in possession of the hooch.
The hooch is inside of all of us, right? Is that what it comes down to?
We all have the opportunity to bring that to the circle and the fire and the community here in the Commonwealth.
Woo.
Sweatman got the hooch, y'all. I have it. You have it.
Yeah, we have it. Sensations got it. 147 riders. Ride or die. OBX got it.
Ooh, I have it.
Richmond got it. The Vault got it. Come on.
Goes wild. Yes. Thank you, guys. It's Nate, Craig, and Steve, 3/6 half of the band. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the whole band now.
Yeah, we're the lifers. We're the
three out of three now.
Woo! Some Charlottesville-centric special guests joining the party tonight. Emotion, Emotion album release at the Guild at Vault Virginia on the Downtown Mall. Brand new venue. So thanks again, guys, for coming in. And just one final thing. Related to that song in particular, so I played that song a ton. I was at in a station in the middle of Missouri, so that's how big of a national hit that became. Congrats on all the success. I mean, on pop charts, AC, AAA was playing it, Alternative was playing it, and that was hard to do even back then when there were so many genres going on. So just an amazing run with that song, and I don't know if I should be proud or embarrassed that I've never seen The Waterboy. So I do love Adam Sandler. He recently played in Charlottesville, actually, at the arena. But when did he come along in the cycle of that song to put it on the Waterboy soundtrack?
Hooch was released in early of 1998. It took about 3 months, and KBCO started playing it in May, and it just caught on fire. And right around July, it just everything, you know, once a zeitgeist happens, it's like all of a sudden everything's happening at once, and it's hard to track. And it's like, hey, Adam Sandler has a new movie coming out. once it's in there, you're going to sign this publishing, da, 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 da. And I was like, okay, cool, The Water Boy. And it came out in December of 1998. And we actually saw it in a movie theater in Iowa in December on a Sunday. Movie theater was sold out. We barely got in. And I had a lady and her mom, and her mom was like 80 years old. And this mom fell asleep on my shoulder the entire movie. We were watching the debut of our song when somebody 2 weeks before was like, are you going to go to the premiere? And it was like, actually, the opposite's going to happen, which is like the beauty of the road, right? The stories.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, hopefully you have had a better experience, you know, with the whole journey of that song and around the country. I mean, what would you say like the overall highlight of that time was for you guys riding that wave?
Man. So there's so many. I mean, it was just like you said, it was on the air for like over 2 years. Yeah. So we just had this run, and it wasn't out of nowhere. Like, we had been playing 200 shows a year for 10 years. Like, we thought we had climbed the mountain, and we were like on top of the mountain. It was like, yes, you know. And there were just, I mean, we got to play radio shows with Coolio and Destiny's Child. So we got to see Beyonce and NSYNC, and we were just suddenly in that, you know, in that world. And like, there was this one day that's kind of like the peak of the peak, where we played the Neptune Fest in Virginia Beach and then flew on a private jet to
Tulsa, Oklahoma,
and played like next to last in front of 30,000 people. And like, there were days like that where it was just like, oh, this is what that's like, you know, like this is what it's like. And then, you know, for us, when London Records bought Sire Records and fired everybody that was working on our song, that was the end of the run for us. And it was just like, oh, well, you know, like, but there it was. And like, we had, you know, you mentioned Agents of Good Roots, and we had just such an amazing run, and we were so lucky, and just like, it wasn't talent. Like, you look at a band like Agents, and like, they just were like packed with talent. So there was just this lucky zeitgeist kind of thing that happened with that song that, you know, has kind of been this kind of wind in our sails ever since.
Yeah, well, thanks, guys, for the stories and the music, and enjoy the new venue and your time back in Charlottesville tonight. We appreciate it. It's everything, and where's the best place for folks to go to keep up to date on the new music and everything?
TheBandEverything.com. Both, everything's on Spotify, iTunes. You can find it on our YouTube channel, Amazon, like all the streaming services have it. So go out and prosper.
And if you had formed the band like 5 years ago, you would have spelled it probably a little differently, right? Like, you would have had like 3 G's or
something,
10 E's or something.
It's the worst searching thing in the world.
We're the original internet band with a name that's the worst for search engine optimization. It's amazing.
Although, funny story, on Facebook, like, we weren't on anything. So after we stopped playing, like, we just took a hiatus. We were like, okay, let's do other stuff. And so we weren't doing anything on the socials. And so Facebook came out, you know, and Facebook was doing Facebook things. And when we came back to like being interested in, you know, the band and sort of like the socials and all that stuff, Facebook had an everything band page with like 1.2 million people on it. And it turns out when you sign up for Facebook and they're asking like, what are you into? And people are like, oh, I'm kind of into everything. That like all of those people ended up on our page, and they're, you know, they're not fans of the band yet, but like, we're working on it.
Yes, the wonders of social media. Well,
right?
Appreciate you guys. Thanks again. The show's tonight at the Guild at Vault Virginia on the Downtown Mall in Charlottesville. Thanks again, everything.
Word. Word up. See y'all tonight.